Okay, welcome back. And we're going to go down to Australia to talk to our friend David John Oates, the master of reverse speech. He's been at it for almost 30 years now. He is an amazing fellow, great friend of mine, and you've heard him for, I'm sure, a lot of years on this program and others, but primarily here. And he has kindly made time to be with us again tonight to talk about the latest and play some reversals. It's David, it's getting crazier out there all the time. I don't know what the view is like from Australia, but it's not pretty here. It's obviously going down. I don't know when the big crash will hit or if it'll be incrementally, but it's not going in a good direction at all. No measurement, no barometer, no index is looking positive. None.
Yeah, well, we've seen it in reversals over the last few months and years, or particularly the last few months. Some of the reversals have not been very positive and uplifting on our leaders. In point of fact, they've been downright abusive and negative. I mean, with unconscious minds structured that way, you cannot expect a positive outcome in anything.
Exactly. Now, reverse speech for your newcomers, I'd best leave you to go to David's site on your own, reversespeech.com, and listen to the nearly 10,000 examples. You'll get it right away. You'll get it in this program this hour, but go listen. Just browse through the reversals. They are stunning. They're irrefutable. They are what they are. Reverse speech is the ability of the subconscious mind to speak in reverse by using the sounds of the forward speech, like I'm using right now. And you'll hear that. It is eerie, but it is accurate. David has very strict standards and protocols by which he decides what constitutes a credible and legitimate reversal and what doesn't. If the syllables are wrong, he won't use them. It's got to be all there. And you'll hear things absolutely, perfectly telling the truth in reverse while the forward speech is lying through its teeth. It's amazing. The subconscious can't lie. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, we've had lots of examples of that on your show over the years. Many, many examples of that. And it's 30 years I've been doing it now. Next month, actually, month in April is when I first played my first record backwards, which was Led Zeppelin's "Stairway to Heaven." And you know what? Why don't we just digress momentarily? And I'm going to play that. I'm going to play you the very first speech reversal I ever found. And this is when you hear it, you'll realize how amazing it was that this was the first one I found. I hadn't planned on playing this, so I'm. Here we go. Right. So here is the very first reversal I ever found. Right at the very end, the Stairway to Heaven. Here's the forward. And you play it backwards, and you hear the words, play backward, hear words sung. And we'll do that again. And I'll never forget that. I remember when I found that like it was yesterday. The evangelist. I was running a halfway house drop-in centre for street kids, and this evangelist was travelling through, and he preached his sermon about the backwards satanic message in rock and roll, and they were passing the tape of his sermon around, and I got a hold of it, and I ran it, and I listened to the floors, and this is a load of rubbish. I'm going to show this is rubbish, and I got out the Stairway to Heaven, and and got an old, dismantled the tape player and did all sorts of little beaut tricks to it, and then replaced Stairway to Heaven before and ran it back, and that's the very first thing I heard. This playback was here, word sung. I go, oh my God.
Now that was not an example of, that wasn't an example of forward speech being injected into a song lyric specifically to have people be able to hear something backwards. That's not what that was.
No, that's not backward masking. That's a genuine reversal. Yes.
Right. Right.
You're talking about when they intentionally superimpose the soundtracks.
Sure.
Yeah, that's called backward masking. No, that's not backward masking. There's no backward track on that. That's the forwards played backwards, which is really quite amazing. So that really prompted me and I got out another track, another cassette, and then another one, and before too long, after several weeks, I'd found dozens and dozens of these backward messages on all my cassettes. I'm going, I want to know this. It was such a perplexing thing to me at the time, and I was driven. I wanted to...
Sure.
Sorry?
It had to be. I mean, that had to boggle your mind. I mean, here you are, perfect reversals. Words, they're a little sing-songy. Some are incredibly perfectly spoken. Some are a little bit up and down, but they're all there. The syllables are there. The intent is there. It's a perfect statement or fragment or even a full sentence. It's all there.
Yeah. And then I found it in speech. And the regular listeners all know the famous first one I ever found in speech. So here, but for the new listeners, this is the very first one ever found in speech as opposed to music. So here's the forward.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And backwards it says, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk.
An amazing reversal.
That's called
that just really boggled my mind.
Yeah, that's called being congruent with the subject matter of the forward speech.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so I was just driven from that moment on. You know, it was just no holes barred, and it was like a mystery. I wanted to solve it. What were these backward messages? How were they getting there? And then in 87, in April of 87, I coined the term reverse speech and wrote the theory, and the theory still stands to this day, and it basically says that language is bilevel, forwards and backwards, and as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we're saying two things at once, one forwards for the conscious and one backwards for the unconscious. And that's my theory.
It is. And
yep.
You might wonder why it's not world famous, as it were, and used by people all over the place. Well, there are a number of reasons for that. First of all, the lid has pretty much been kept down on this because the secret intelligence agency services and others use reverse speech to help check out and find out what people are really thinking and really saying. This is old hat to them. David gave a 5-day, I believe it was, full briefing to the intelligence community in New York, and they went away with all this knowledge.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that they're using it, just don't want it popular. And the police are also using it too. There was a going on which channel was it? I can't remember the channel now, but PBS, and it was a police officer, and he was being interviewed, and he said, well, look, I've got this little machine that plays backwards, and I interviewed this guy, and I run it backwards, and I forget what he found. He found the location of evidence or something, but anyway, he found some reversal that cracked open the case, and he was interviewed on PBS right then and there. It was quite amazing. So,
yeah, it is.
So they are using it. It's very much in the background. You know, I'm hoping to change that. I've been gearing up over the last 2 or 3 years to go fairly big.
What happened to the movie?
Just graduating.
What happened in the movie thing? What happened in the movie deal in England?
Look, I have not heard from them for a year. They kept on contacting me saying, it's gonna, you'll get the script any day, and it never came. So I don't know.
That's Hollywood. That's showbiz.
Yeah, I guess it is. So I still have my dreams for my movie. The documentary's next on my list. I want to try and pick that off next year. That shouldn't be too much to get done.
Good. All right. So what do you have for us tonight?
All right, we've got a bit of a cross-section tonight. We've got some on Cheney, some on McCary, some on Obama, of course. We always have a couple on Obama. And, yes, I think that's about it. And, we're going to start off with some ones on Aleister Crowley that was sent to me. So I thought that's a nice, unusual way to get started.
And, it is. Okay.
Then we'll look at Cheney, Kerry, McCain, and Obama. So, all right. So here we have Aleister Crowley. Those of you who don't know Aleister Crowley is, look it up on Wikipedia. I guess he's on there. Very well-known black magician from the early 20th century. A lot of fundamentalist Christians, when they talked about satanic messages, blamed it on Crowley. They say he taught people to play records backwards, which he did, but that's another story.
Uh-huh.
So here we have the forwards.
Okay.
He controls the Negro steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire.
You know, I bet you this recording is 100 years old, you know.
That's a tough one to understand. What's he saying forward, David?
You know what, I couldn't tell, actually. I'll run it again.
He controls the Negro steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire.
Oh, he's doing a chant.
Ah.
And he says backwards, me serving the Lord.
Me serving the Lord. Me serving the Lord.
That's actually clear to the forward.
Me serving the Lord.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so who is the Lord he's serving? Well, of course, if you believe that Aleister Crowley was the Satanist, as everyone claims he was, then... And you've got your answer as to whose Lord he is serving. All right, so here's another one. Let's see if we can get the forwards on this.
Deep mouth from thou throne, deep seated.
Please be seated. I got the last bit. And there he says, people will climb up.
People will climb up.
You hear that one?
Sure.
Yeah, so he's addressing his followers, okay? And when he says, please be seated, and people will climb up, you know, we're serving the Lord, we're going to climb up to this plateau. So all these reversals so far are very congruent on Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, they are.
Probably congruent on Adolf Hitler, too, I would imagine.
Or Joseph Stalin or Winston Churchill or any of the others.
Oh. Absolutely. All right, here we have Aleister Crowley again.
The choir of the demons declare the last of the demons was defeated.
Oh, I got that one. Let the vast of the demons be defeated.
Yeah.
And here he says, even the pawns arrive.
Even the pawns arrive.
Yeah?
He's a macabre of Iron.
I don't know. I guess he's just ticking off his followers as they come one by one.
I guess. Looking him over.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. We've got a couple more to go yet.
Man masters the mammoth
and here he says, the man was a calm man.
Oh, my mother, calm man.
That's very clear.
Well, yeah, and the lucky last one. Here we go.
He threw the celestial team and mantled the Lord of the fire.
And here he says, we panic and worry.
We panic and worry.
Oh, yeah.
We panic and worry.
Don't be bothered.
We panic and worry.
There you go. A little bit off the beaten track. Aleister Crowley.
That's a strange one. That's quite a find. That is an old recording for sure.
Yeah, well, it's got to be 20. It's got to be 100 years old. It has to be. Yeah.
One of your students found that, David?
Yep. One of my students. Yep. Yeah, my students are doing all doing very good jobs. I'm actually graduating four of them next weekend to become full practitioners. So that's finishing the 2 years of training, and that's very exciting.
Very nice.
Now I've got one on Dick Cheney. We'll do him next. Talking about APAC. Now, do you know what APAC is?
Sure. It's the most powerful political lobby group probably in the world. It's the American Israeli Political Action Committee, Zionists. APAC runs the United States Congress, and the lobbying is intense. And if you don't pass APAC's muster, you don't get campaign money. It's that simple.
Oh, really?
The big bucks start to flow if you'll be a gatekeeper for Zionism and Israeli control of what amounts to the former United States of America. You do their bidding, and you become successful.
Well, then, this reversal's very appropriate. Okay, here's Dick Cheney.
Corrupt, I suppose, is in the eye of the beholder in Afghanistan. No, in Afghanistan, nearly everybody's got. But in your eye, or is that corrupt?
Oh, I'm talking about being corrupt is in the eye of the beholder. And he says, dance in APAC.
That's an APAC.
You got that?
I can't. That was confusing. There were two people talking with Cheney, correct? Somebody was talking to him?
Yeah.
Okay. And
correct.
I don't know if I heard APAC or it almost sounded like 8 track. I heard a T in there instead of a P, but that's over here, and you're over there. So
eight
take
track.
Eight track or A track. See if you don't hear TR instead of PA.
Okay. Sure.
That's an A track.
Oh, you're right.
That's an A track.
Huh.
That's an A track.
You've got good ears, Jeff. You always have got good ears. You've been doing this for a long time now, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you've been my teacher. That's I think what he's saying is that's an A track, like an A train, an A track.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying forward, but I hear A track.
Okay, all right. Yep. All right, well, let's play the Fords again.
Corrupt, I suppose, is in the eye of the beholder in Afghanistan. No, in Afghanistan, nearly everybody's got. But in your eye, of course.
I'm talking about it. In Afghanistan, nearly everybody's got some form of corruption, is the context of what he's saying. Okay, anyway, go on. All right, here's another one. The person who found this says it because he's got oil interests. So let's listen to the forward.
Well, and it's also a reflection of the notion that somehow a strong America, well equipped with a strong military, is a danger.
Okay, a strong America, well equipped with a strong military, is a danger? That wouldn't be Cheney saying that. Vapples, he says, it's in oil.
It's in oil. It's in oil.
So, imagine he's got some oil interest.
Yeah, it's all about
the military.
It's all about oil. They use the military to secure the natural resources of other countries, and always have, basically.
Yep.
That's why they went into Iraq.
That reversal points to.
Yeah, we stole We sold Iraq's oil. We stole all of it. The military.
Yeah,
so
right.
They have more oil than anybody else in the Middle East, probably.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's another one on Cheney. This is the last one on Cheney. Here's the Ford.
Pakistan program was running a black market operation, which put him out of business. We got rid of three major sources of potential weapons or destructive weapons. All right, read about that.
Okay, so saying, we got rid of three potential sources of weapons of mass destruction. Like, what he's talking about? He's talking about Saddam. I don't know who else he's talking about. Russell says, Saddam used their records.
Saddam used their records.
Oh, yeah.
Saddam used their records.
Oh, yeah, that one's clear.
Saddam used their records.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting. What records would he be referring to?
I don't know. We could think about this for a while. Play it forward one more time, please.
Yeah, sure. This is one of the disadvantages of getting reversals from students. I'm not totally up on the context, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I know the whole context.
David is hearing some of these for the first time.
Program.
Sorry?
I say you're hearing some of these for the first time, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
This is straight to air, these ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, here we go.
Pakistan program was run in a black market operation. We put him out of business. We got rid of three major sources of potential weapons or strawberry weapons. All right,
okay, we got three major sources of potential weapons of mass destruction.
Got rid of them, he said.
Run it. Yeah. So Saddam, and who else did they get rid of it out there?
They've gotten rid of a lot of people.
Yeah,
we'll go back. It's a long list. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, maybe Saddam used the records. You know, Saddam cooperated with these others. They shared.
Well, Saddam was our man.
Information.
Remember, no, Saddam was our man. He was working with the CIA, and then he turned on his masters, and they killed him. He wanted his own currency. He wanted to liberate himself from the yoke of Western banksterism and do his own financial thing, and they said no. And he had all this oil. He had far more oil than Saudi Arabia ever had. And it was a big secret.
Oh, wow.
So they went right in there, took his oil, and killed him.
So I wish I knew who their records were. I'll play it again. Saddam used their records.
Saddam used their records.
It's certainly there.
Saddam used their records.
He could.
He obviously knows a lot more about the workings of Saddam than Saddam, as he pronounced it.
Yes, absolutely. I suggest he use the records of the CIA or the intelligence agencies.
That would not surprise me one little bit.
No, well, he used to be involved with him, so there you go. Okay, hold on, David. We have to take a break. We'll come right back. And more reversals.
No worries.
Very good. David John Oates coming to
John
the States.
John Kerry next.
Oh, good. Okay, John, greaseball. David is coming to the States very soon. We'll talk about that as well. And maybe you'll be able to hear him do a presentation. I guarantee you, if you hear these in a room with David on a computer with a good speaker system, your hair stands up on end. It is that clear. Be right back. Okay, back with David John Oates in Australia. We have a little bit of an audio delay tonight on the satellite, so bear with us. And we're hearing some very unusual things. Aleister Crowley, the Dick Cheney reversal was odd. Okay, onward and next.
Okay, John Kerry talking about Crimea. Is that how you pronounce it? Crimea?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And John Kerry is one of the top buffoons, idiots and clowns. He's making Hillary Clinton look good. Let me put it that way.
I think you're absolutely right. The guy's an idiot. Excuse me.
He is.
I watch him and I say, this is America's state of the Secretary of State. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Here's the first one.
And to demand democracy. So instead, they were met with snipers, who picked them off, one after the other,
And here he says, God, Armageddon.
I want to puke when I hear that. The snipers were paid for by Western money, brought in there by the very people who were actively pushing the coup for the Western Zionist bankster. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, Russell says, a kind of Armageddon.
Eternal Armageddon.
That one. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, run it again. I think it's right, but it is a little mucky.
Yeah, it is. A kind of Armageddon. I think it's there. It's just not the best reversal in the world.
Eternal Armageddon.
It's there.
Is he saying
a kind of Armageddon? A kind? Or is he saying...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A kind of Armageddon.
Yeah,
okay.
A kind of Armageddon.
All right. That's a little theatrical.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. This next one, if I'm interpreting this one correctly, this is really sick. All right. Here's the forwards.
Russia, if it wanted to help de-escalate the situation, could return its troops to the barracks.
And here he says, feel excited, go ahead, get on with it.
Yeah, we'll tell you, go ahead, get on with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll tell you, go ahead, get on with it.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll tell you, go ahead, get on with it.
He can't wait.
He's getting off on the fighting.
Exactly. He can't wait.
He's excited by all of this. Go on, do it. You know, he's like barracking on the sideline.
Yeah,
incredible.
He's a Vietnam veteran who obviously has not lost his taste for war, death, and suffering.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, play it all again. Very significant reversal.
That's a long reversal, too.
Yeah, it is a long one. All right.
Russia, if it wanted to help de-escalate the situation, could return its troops to the barracks.
Okay, long reversal, folks. Feel excited. Go ahead. Get on with it.
Yeah, we'll tell you. Go ahead. Get on with it.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, we'll tell you. Go ahead. Get on with it.
It's all there.
That is really disgusting.
Go ahead. Get on with it.
Son?
That is really disgusting.
Isn't it? Isn't it just? That's not good at all. My God. Look at this one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. David's
hearing
this
for the first time. This is fun.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
To take further steps, if Russia does not return its forces to the barracks and engage in a legitimate policy of de-escalation. At the same time, the United States and its partners, our partners, will support Ukraine.
This one says, mess with it shall excite me.
Let me answer that. Shall
it save
me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, shall it save me?
Oh, he's
yes,
like...
Shall it save me?
He's a sick SOB.
Oh, isn't that just sick reversals? My God. Wow, they really are.
See,
wow.
this guy is a bloodlust Satanist in his reversals.
Oh, look at this one. Look at this one. This is another long one. I hope this is all here. If this one's all here, this is just adds another fuel to the fire.
The Russian government would have you believe it was the opposition who failed to implement the February 21st agreement that called for a peaceful transition, ignoring the reality that it was Yanukovych who, when history came calling, when his country was in need, when this city was the place where the action was, where the leaders of the nation were gathered in
I can't play the fours. It goes on for another 30 seconds, I think. I'll just play the reverse on that section. It's, they'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
They'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
Ooh.
They'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
It's just there. That's actually quite a damning reversal. I wish the war crime was a little bit clearer.
Play it again. What is the first part? The first part.
Did you hear that, Jeff, or not?
What does the very first couple of words say? The reversal. What do they say?
They'll all make you sick.
That thou.
They'll all
make you sick.
Okay. Now push the war crime.
All right. They'll all make you sick. Push the war crime. All right. Go ahead. Yeah, it's there.
Can you hear that, Jeff?
Yeah, it's there.
It's there. It's there. It's not clear. You know, it's certainly not as clear as the John Kerry getting excited, but it's a damning reversal. Push the war crime. What's he doing?
Yeah. Yeah, well, this
what
is...
What war crimes are America pulling off in this?
Well, more death, more human suffering, more collateral damage, right?
Yeah.
This country is the great Satan. They love this administration, these people, going back to the Clintons even, love to be involved with death, dying, and suffering. It's the mantra of the satanic elite. Be right back with David John Oates, John McCain, and Barry Satoro coming up next. Reversals. Amazing reversals. All right, Johnny McCain up next, or do you have more on John Greaseball Kerry?
We'll go to McCain next. We can always go back to that if we've got time. I want to talk a little bit about the America trip, too, so we've got to get that in as well.
Okay.
So, I got a classic one on Obama. I think I played this one first. Listen to this on Obama. If this is here, this is just really bad. Okay.
When it comes to our core interests or our NATO allies, we can protect ourselves.
And here he says, our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Oh, yeah.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Wow.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Got that one?
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. And he's talking about NATO allies.
Yeah, well, it is.
When it comes to our core interests or our NATO allies, we can protect ourselves.
Now, sarcastic abuse allowed in.
See, that's like
same as Kelly saying he feels excited.
Well, you got two sociopaths here at work, obviously.
Let's add a third one in. Here's the third one. I think we talk about sociopaths. Here's McCain.
All right.
The President of the United States believes that the Cold War is over.
And he says, I'll walk this evil.
Don't walk this evil.
Listen to how he says it. Listen to how he says it. Now, remember, they're all basically reading from scripts, okay, that are written for them by their aides and speechwriters. But it's how their mind uses the sounds that they're using to make the script come alive that speaks in reverse. They could read a script 100 different ways, but the subconscious is using the sounds of the forward speech to make words in reverse that tell the truth about how they're really feeling. And that's bizarre. Play that again.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
The President of the United States believes that the Cold War is over.
And he says, I'll walk this evil.
I'll walk this evil.
He wants the Cold War not to be over.
He says, I don't care. I'll walk this evil. I don't care. I'm going to do it. That's what I want to do.
There you've got the three of them, Obama, Kerry, and McCain.
The three musketeers of genocide.
All right, we're talking about genocide. Look, here's McCain again.
I heard the explosion. He turned around and the fireball came.
Oh, this is him when he was in young, in Vietnam. Was it Vietnam
On the aircraft carrier.
Right. And he says, slow mass murder.
All about familiar. All about familiar.
Oh, saw mass murder.
All about familiar.
Is that saw or slow? And I'll play it again. It's either saw mass murder or slow mass murder.
I think it's saw.
In other words, he saw his crewman dying in this fireball.
Yeah.
Several bombs exploded on the flight deck. And,
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Fair enough. Okay. Well, that's a good reversal. All right. I can't play that one. I don't know what this one means. Maybe someone out there does, but it seems like a significant one if you know the story behind it, which I don't know. So here's the forward.
A path towards membership in NATO.
A path towards membership in NATO. He says, damn the fishermen.
Allusion to Christ by any chance?
Yeah, could be. Yeah, could be. Could be, yeah. Yeah, anyway, there you go.
He's nuts. He is nuts.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
What else have we got here? Huh?
Those are fascinating.
Okay, one more on Obama. Here we go.
We want to deal with Russia and the West and America and other parts of the world. And I guess he's not comfortable with that.
Okay, this one says, blank them as you say.
Blank them as you say.
See, it's just being a real little aggressive little... I can't say the word on the air.
Yeah,
look, they really don't paint the leaders in a good light. They don't paint the whole America's whole involvement in Russia annexing Crimea in a good light.
No.
They're after war. They want conflict. They want there to be problems. And behind the scenes making it happen.
Absolutely. We call them false flags, as you know, and I predict what will happen is that Russians living in the West, they're in the minority. In the east of Ukraine, they're in the majority. In the West, they'll begin to be beaten. Some will be killed. They'll become harassed, intimidated, terrorized. Many of them will have to give up their homes and leave and go to the east where it's safe. The east ultimately may break away entirely along the Dnieper River. It's a perfect splitting point for east and west Ukraine. If Western Ukrainians of Russian origin begin to be killed, it'll be just like 1939 when the Germans were being slaughtered by the Poles in what used to be Germany, except for the Treaty of Versailles after World War I. It'll be the same thing. You watch.
Wow. Well, okay. I'll make sure my people are right on top of this, okay?
And, well, they did a good job.
More reversals on the time.
Let me congratulate your students for being right on top of it, indeed. For you folks working with David and helping him out with these, it is crucial to stay abreast of these events, record everything you can, a lot of them are on YouTube, and work them over, especially McCain, Kerry, Obama. Watch for Hillary to start chirping up a little bit now and then. Anybody of any substance who talks about this would be very good to get. There's a lot there. Yeah. We just heard some perversion, spiritual, psychic perversion, in my view.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm coming to America, changing the topic. I hope I'm resting in an ashram. Is that happening, Jeff?
Well, I hope David is going to try to come to Southern Oregon on his trip up the coast. Uh-huh. Where are you going to be for sure at this point?
I'm going to be for sure in Southern Oregon. I'm staying with my right-hand man, Jeff. He lives in Christmas Valley, which is about 100 miles from Ashland.
Great. Anything going? If someone in the Portland, Oregon area would like to present David, all you need is a small venue, maybe 100, 150 people. Get the word out on your local NPR station. Take out an ad or two. If you want to get media information, we'll advertise it on the program here. So you folks in Portland can bring David there. And it is something you'll never forget. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and then I'm flying on to London for a lecture at the annual general convention of the British Psychological Society, and it's we submitted an abstract and they accepted it, so it's a real big deal.
That's a big academic feather in your cap. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most important lectures I've ever given. I would imagine.
Well, when you play examples and you give your lecture, they're going to be stunned. That's going to be really something.
And I'm going to be using V5s the whole way through. No dicey ones. They'll all be top-notch, totally clear reversals. So, this is really good. I'm really excited about this.
Play that Kerry one again where he's lusting for conflict and obvious death. He really is sick. You can find that.
Hang on now. Which one was that? That was the feel excited. Yeah. Go ahead, get on with it.
I think so.
Russia, if it wanted. Okay, here we go.
Russia, if it wanted to help de-escalate the situation, could return its troops to the barracks.
Okay, and feel excited. Go ahead, get on with it.
That's
going on my Facebook page, that one. Yeah. Classic. Yep. All right, well, we'll be right on top of these, Jeff.
Good. Yep. Well, these are really important for a lot of folks listening. It helps us understand the hypocrisy. It's beyond hypocrisy. The duplicity, the outright evil that is propelling the so-called policies of the West, and we're getting a good view of that thanks to David already. These will be up on reversespeech.com, David, pretty soon.
I'll email them to Jeff, my right-hand man, right now, and he'll get started on them.
Very good. All right, thank you. Okay. Look forward to seeing you.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you in April, Jeff.
Yes, sir. Right. Okay, David.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Good night,
Mike. Yep, good night. Bye-bye.
David John Oates, reversespeech.com. And if you want David to put on something in Portland, Oregon, or any surrounding community, you can write to him at reversespeech.com. He'll get the message. And all you need is a room seating maybe 150, 200 people at the most, and get the word out. We'll help you here. And it'll be something that you'll be very proud of. All right. That's our program tonight. End of a long week. They're very intense. And I hope that you all get some rest over the weekend. I'm going to try and get a little bit myself. And we'll talk soon. Take care.